When I took my phone today, I'm staring at the ceiling and I'm sleeping in a bed, what I like to call a bed. I'm in a room with four walls, and I was about to make a podcast about I'm pregnant. Stay tuned. Hello again and welcome to my podcast. I'm very happy and I am just over the moon about my previous episodes, which has gotten the most listens and comments on my Castbox on Anchor. I appreciate each and every one of you who listen to Why You Need a Routine, and it's my hope you just didn't listen to me, but you made a routine for yourself, an intentional one. So as I was saying earlier, yes, I am pregnant, but I'm not pregnant pregnant. I am pregnant with a thought. I'm pregnant with a thought of self-love. I know right now there's a trend that is going on around, and people are all about loving themselves, self-love, selfie hashtags, all about self-love. I'm guilty, I have done it. But what does self-worth really means? You know? I believe that self-worth, self-love or rather, begins when you know your worth. How much are you worth? You know, how much are you worth? I believe that when one day someone told me that, Maggie, you need to not allow yourself to settle for less. You need to not allow yourself to settle for less. I believe what they were trying to tell me is, you need to love yourself enough to understand your worth, to understand that this is less for me and this is what I actually deserve. Not going for 50 or a 30, but going for completely 100%. Knowing that, that is what I deserved. Well, I was not. Well, I was not always like this. It took a lot from me to actually know exactly what I was meant for, what self-love actually meant. Not even self-love to begin with, happiness. You know, I used to be that kind of a person who really didn't see happiness as such a big deal. To me, happiness was okay, it was a big deal, if I may say, but I didn't understand the happiness went much deeper than just a smile or laughter here and there. I used to believe that when I am on my happiest moments, that's when that same day I'm just going to experience one of my saddest moments. And mind you, that used to happen. I would have a really, really good day during the day and then come back home, and maybe something isn't right. Then I would get into a very heated argument with my sister, and things would be said that would make me really sad, and that would really justify what I meant with things are not for me. Happiness is not for me. It took someone telling me that you actually deserve happiness and trying to show me a thousand reasons to why happiness really means. I knew I had that problem, and as usual for me, when I am trying to figure out something, I research. So I went and started liking how the Buddhists live their way, their their lives and how they articulate themselves and how they carry themselves around. And they believed in a virtue of happiness, and that happiness was not something, happiness was an incorporation of so many words. It was an incorporation of compassion, an incorporation of kindness, an incorporation of selfishness, being selfless, being completely selfless and loving people around you. And that was such, those are some of the things that brought, that put together, they brought in happiness. Now, the funny thing, the moment I believed that I deserved to be happy and happiness was for me, that's the moment I started having a relationship with myself. And therefore, for me, self-love is all about having a relationship with yourself. How deep is your relationship with yourself? How well do you know yourself? How often do you call yourself out there for a meeting to and trying to see how best you can live your life, how best you can understand yourself? No one wants to feel pain. Everybody wants to feel good about themselves. So the basics, start with the basics. The basic thing, that you can start with is loving yourself enough to understand that even whatever you put in your body is going to help you and not destroy you. Do you get me? So I have a few points for you that would guide you towards a journey of self-love, incorporated with quotes and people who have gone through so much to a point that they came to realize that they One thing that you should actually do is self-love. Point number one: forgive yourself for the mistake that you think you've done or that you know you've done. Forgive yourself for what other people did to you. Forgive yourself, and that's the only way you're going to start loving who you really are. Guilt is a very bad thing. It's like a drug. When you drag it on for so long, it hurts you and it eats you up inside to a point where you cannot really know who you are. So when I listened to one of those women who really, really have an impact in my life, people who I really haven't met, but I'm a huge, huge fan of their podcast, is Joyce Meyer, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey. These three women have something in common. Something not really good, and it shouldn't even happen. It shouldn't even have happened to them in the first place because they're women, but it did happen. And for them to be where they are, for them to look like people who actually are in love with themselves, it took a lot from them. And one thing that is very common for the three of them is they loved themselves enough and they forgave themselves for the mistakes that other people did to them. They forgave themselves and then they forgave those people. All of them were molested and sexually assaulted when they were very, very young. One of them multiple times by their fathers, by the people that they knew. And you can just imagine the trauma, the pain, the questioning yourself and feeling unworth. It's unfathomable. I can't even fathom whatever they were going through. But I'm encouraged by them because having gone through that and forgiving themselves, that's the only way they were able to make strides towards their futures. And that's why they are outstanding as women of power, of women that have an impact on so many people's life. But first, they had to put themselves together. They had to dust themselves off. They had to endure pain and suffering, but at the same time, love themselves enough to accept that, to accept themselves and to forgive themselves and to forgive the ones who did wrong them, and to understand that they were worth much, much, much more. So self-love begins by forgiving yourself. I've also gone through a lot of things, and I had to forgive myself first and forgive those who wronged me first, so that I could be able to move on with my life, so that I could be able to start that journey of actually loving myself enough to realize that I really deserved more than I was letting myself to settle for. You get me? So start today and start by forgiving yourself. Face your past with courage, and it doesn't matter how hard your past was, you can still move past it. You can still forgive yourself. Look at the three women: Joyce Meyer, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey. Amazing women. So on to my second point of self-love. When I listen to Super Soul Conversation on Oprah Winfrey, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to be ranting on and on about Oprah, because I'm reading her book on The Path Made Clear, and I can tell you for a fact, this thing just makes me look at life in a very different way. And I'll be sure to like share the book if you want. If you want, just feel free to hit me up on my email, or if you have my number, just tell me you want the book and I'll be sure to share it. I believe one of the most valuable things you can give to yourself is taking time. This is the introduction to Super Soul Conversations podcast. And it's true. Self-love, when you start the journey of self-love, you need to start enjoying your own company. And not in an introvert kind of a way, enjoying your own company, taking time to be fully aware of who you are, and I quote Oprah. That is, for instance, if you take time off, if you just unplug yourself from the world for a day, this is a day where you do self-care, because self-love goes hand in hand with self-care, where you decide to take a nice relaxing bath, when you decide to like put oil all over your body and massage your body. If you're a lady, you can do a manicure or a pedicure. If you're a guy, you can like do a clean shave, or you can like sit down and like journal, write something, you know. You can take a walk, you can cycle, you can just go out to church, just having that alone time and enjoying your own company. You can even take yourself out for lunch in that restaurant that you've been wanting to go to, or even your local place just down there. That's some of the ways after you unplug and you start doing self-care. Three things come in mind: health, a healthy body, both inside and out, a clean body. Now, the third thing that I'm going to talk about, a clean mind. Declutter the negative thoughts that you have accumulated throughout that period before you took time for yourself. Declutter all those you cannot, you can't, this is not for you, you cannot do this. You know, if you're a woman, like this is a work of a man, you know, such things, you can declutter yourself from them. And perhaps one of the other things you can do to increase that during that period of self-care is self-affirmation, words of affirmation. For instance, you can say, today I choose to be happy. Today I choose to love myself even more. Today I choose to be the best version of myself. Today I choose to learn something new. Today I believe today I am the most confident person there is in this room, and I'm going to make it. Forget Bill Gates, I am going to be the next billionaire. You know, words of a positive affirmation that lifts up your spirit. That's really how you're supposed to be. Like, when you take self-care, you should consider your body and mind, both internally and outside. You should consider taking yourself out there for lunch, for a day, going for a walk, enjoying your own company, and that declutter your mind from all those things. I don't want to finish up on everything about self-love, because it's gonna end up being such a long episode. So I'm going to do this in two parts, part one and part two. So this has been part one, and I'm really happy you listened through the whole podcast, and I appreciate you for doing that. And I want you to love yourself even more, and I want you to love yourself not being selfish, but being selfless. I'm not gonna tell you what that means, but you certainly need to do that. Loving yourself is the best thing you can do for yourself. In a world that is just full of people who don't have the best at heart, when you know who you are, when you want to know who you are, you just... I hope to see you on the next episode on Life is an Art, and remember that you are the artist of your life, and you decide what you want to see at the end of that canvas, and you decide whether it's gonna be a masterpiece or just any other piece. Remember, you need to love yourself enough to know your worth. I'll see you in the next part 2, coming up very soon, as we talk about how do you actually know that you've gotten to a point of self-realization? Thank you.